So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. My least favorite kind of weather.
It's pretty yucky.
Yeah. Like, I think it's at some point in the afternoon, evening, it's supposed to bust loose and have quite a bit of rain. I'm cool with rain.
Yeah, because at least something's happening.
Yeah. This just feels like... And I would say it, like, my least favorite thing about days like this is that you can't track the day by the sun.
Yep.
Not that I'm, like, a Native American or something, but you know what I mean? Like, I have a watch, but I'm just saying that, like, this is exactly what it looked like when I got here this morning, and it's exactly what it'll look like when I leave. That's always kind of depressing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, warning... I started steroids today.
Uh-oh.
So
if you rage out.
Yeah, if I crash out, that's what it is.
Dave goes Hulk smash.
And being me, being weird, I'm not a hypochondriac, but I'm hypochondriac light. And now I'm just waiting to feel terrible. Because
of the steroids?
Because of the steroids.
Oh, I don't think you're going to, are you?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
I think it makes you jumpy.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Dave would be like, "Ah!"
I said to Rach in the office, "Oh, I shouldn't be drinking this Red Bull because I drink a Red Bull every day during the show." And she somehow persuaded me to drink water,
actual water,
actual water.
Damn,
have
Rach!
Have you taken a sip yet?
I have.
What do you think?
It's awful.
Oh, I don't understand. It tastes like nothing.
I guess that's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm used to stuff tasting like something I like.
Yeah,
but it. It tastes like nothing, but then it becomes the most delicious and most hydrating thing. Then the sugary stuff starts to taste like, this is a little too much. Where's my water?
I agree to disagree on the delicious part. Like, I could develop a love for water again, and oh my gosh, my body feels so much better, but I will never take a drink of water and go, that's delicious.
I love water, but I don't like I don't use it, usually just sip on it. Like, yeah. If I've got a 12-ounce cup, gone, and I'll sip on something with a little taste to it.
Gotcha.
I'll sip on water all dang day.
You do that.
I forgot my notebook today.
Oh!
I know.
Notebook.
Yeah, I tried to recreate it, did the best I could.
Oh, you did that from memory?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty impressed.
That's kind of impressive.
Thanks.
Especially for just a baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've never let that one go. That's one of the funniest things you've ever said.
I should not have been driving that Jeep. It's way too tall for a baby.
It's got the booster seat in the driver's seat.
My road rage is just going, way! Yeah, and isn't it weird because when I was walking out to my Jeep, I felt light. I felt like something's wrong. But I thought it was because I wasn't wearing my coat. And then I got maybe a mile down the road. I'm like, oh, crap. That's what it was.
Dang it.
That's what it was.
You need like a trapper keeper or something.
I don't know what was going on. Can't blame the steroids. I hadn't taken them yet.
No. Look, we all do those dumb things where you're just like, what did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
Can't even tell you the number of times I've gone into my garage to get in the car and then open the door and I don't have my keys.
Yeah.
Not going to work out very well.
I had a couple strange things happen to me last night. One's probably not that interesting, but this one I thought was. So hooked up with everyone in the family for dinner. And of course, I was the first one there because I'm always the first one everywhere. And it was, I'm not going to say where it was, but there were maybe two or three other tables, pretty light. And so sitting at the table by myself, I turned my phone volume all the way down and started just watching TikTok. And this lady who's at the table behind me, who is probably 70, maybe 75, very nice, said, I'm sorry to bother you, but it's bothering me that you're watching your phone. And would you mind turning it off? And I said, I have the volume all the way down. You won't hear anything. And she said, no, I know. I'm distracted by you watching that. And she was eating by herself. And so being a gentleman, I put it away. But I thought, here's a great topic for the show tomorrow.
Hmm.
I don't like that at all.
You're really chewing on that one, Wheels.
No, I don't like that at all. Why would it... You not being able to focus on you is not my problem.
Yeah, had she not been 75, I wouldn't have had like an incident.
I get you.
But
I understand what you mean.
Someone 75 and asked me to accommodate them, I'm going to accommodate.
It's not, and especially when it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. There's a way to handle it nicely, but just like, I'm sorry, but. You're here on your own. I'm here on my own. If I was on a movie theater, I would understand it more.
Yeah,
I can see why it's a distraction from what's on the screen or whatever.
And I didn't want to have any further discussion with her, although I was fascinated by, is it that you want to watch what I'm watching and that you find that distracting?
Oh, I see. Or you just see like flashing lights and it just pulls your attention somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But I mean, if it's not belligerent, it's one thing. You know, if it's more of a genuine, friendly request as opposed to someone going full Karen, those are different reactions, right?
Yeah.
Because if somebody's polite to you, I'm more likely to be polite in return and maybe say, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
But if you come off real hot, I'm going to be like, sorry, and turn the volume up.
Right.
Don't come in hot.
Right.
It's a little strange, though. I mean, I feel like it's only somewhat acceptable to ask because it is a phone. Like, what if you were sitting there reading a book?
Yeah.
That would be insane if someone said, like, hey, let me just come in and, like, control your behavior.
Mm-hmm. Your flipping of pages is distracting me.
Like, what? What's going on? Why are you telling me what to do?
My other incident last night was also with an old lady. And I was going down Big Ben, kind of near Wash U, which is two lanes on one side, two lanes on the other, really wide road, nighttime, completely dark. And I just see this figure in front of me, maybe 50 yards ahead. And it was not the same old woman, but she had to be every bit of 75, clearly exercising. Hmm. She was wearing a tracksuit, but was black. Not smart. And she would just, in the middle of Big Ben, not at a light, not at a walkway, just walked across the street. And a couple of cars like had to kind of slam on their brakes, and she had headphones on, and she was just doing the fast walk. But here's my question. Given the fact that she was old, had she been 20, like a Wash U student, I'd have thought, what a jerk. You know, you're going to get hit. But the fact that she was old, I wondered, should I call the cops? and said, hey, there's someone out there and they might not be safe?
I feel like she should know better because she's 75
years old. Oh, no, that's my point. Like, yeah, maybe there's something wrong with her.
I see. Yeah.
And sure. I didn't, because I didn't want the smoke, but yeah, I kind of felt bad afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, if it's somebody that's decked out and with headphones and stuff, it's much more likely that it was purposefully done.
Yes.
Yeah, they were on a mission. They're definitely on a mission.
I'm a little bit weird, but I'm not sure wearing headphones while doing those things is the greatest of ideas. Unless you're going to be in a neighborhood street, right? Like, if you're in your neighborhood, like a subdivision street or whatever, that's a different thing. Maybe it's just my paranoia. I just want to hear something, like, you know, if there's a dog barking and running up on me or someone's running up on me, I want to hear it rather than be like, you know, find out when something hits me.
No, in my neighborhood a couple weeks ago, it was nighttime, but it was one of these nice balmy days we've been having. And I'm driving and I get to a crosswalk. I stop at the stop sign and I start to go. And then I see out of the corner of my eye this little boy on his bike. And he's doing the right thing. He was waiting at the crosswalk to cross the street. He wasn't getting in my way or anything, but it was the same situation, Dave. He didn't have any sort of reflective gear on. Like I just happened to notice him and I got really upset. Mm. I had already gone like kind of down the street before I fully clocked what was happening. And I almost turned around. If I would have been more aware of what was happening when I was next to him, I 100% would have rolled down my window and said, hey, do your parents know you're out here? And do they need to put some sort of like stripe on your jacket or on your bike or something so people can see you? Because he was doing the right thing, but we can't put all of the responsibility on the 8-year-old riding his bike. Like, it's really important to have for people to be able to see each other in these situations.
Yeah. I have kind of a fun topic, I think, that we can do maybe over this segment and the next and bring the listeners who are online into it. Watching Wheel of Fortune, as I do sometimes, and I don't think I've done this before. I'm kind of losing my memory and I'm on steroids. but everyone who's ever watched the Wheel of Fortune, you know that it's like, and now Kevin Wheeler. Kevin, tell us a little something about yourself. And everyone has like an interesting anecdote.
Sure, yeah.
What would yours be?
I'd be like, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's perfectly valid. Mine would be Bigfoot.
Yeah, see, the radio thing would be just part of an intro. Like, oh, you're a radio host. Tell us something about yourself. I'm like, I am a Guinness Book of World Records holder.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Neat.
That's excellent.
Yes. Or at least at one point was. I think it's been broken.
Yeah. Andrew?
I would say, don't look at me. I would say, go.
I don't like to be perceived.
Go to another, please.
Pass.
Yeah, pass. Hard pass is what I would say.
Like, I like turtles.
You could go into poop gate in a lot of detail.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff I could say, but what I choose to.
Which, by the way, is that stopped?
No.
Oh. Have you given up?
No.
Who's the.
Still going.
Who's the wheel host now?
It's gotten more.
Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
You should say, hey, Ryan, you know what I did once? I stayed in an Airbnb when the person was still in the place.
Yeah, good one.
I don't know if that's
tell
as weird.
Tell me more.
I don't know
that's
if that's
pretty common
that weird.
Thing, though.
I think
is
that's,
it?
Yeah, yeah, I think that happens a lot.
Huh.
It's just you guys thought it was weird.
I've never thought that anybody would do that.
It was only weird because we inquired how much the hotel would cost and it was like $30 more. And we were like, we will give you $30 to not put yourself in this situation.
No, I distinctly remember you wanted it.
Yeah.
Like you wanted the weirdness.
Because I had no choice at that point. Because so I didn't look up the hotel first. I probably should have. And I booked this Airbnb and it was going to cost like money to cancel it, right? And then at that point, it was like, well, I've already talked about how this weird thing is going to be happening. Like, I feel like I kind of have to see it through. Also, I didn't want to incur the late fee or the cancellation penalty. Ooh, Tony Scott's on the stream. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is that our Tony Scott?
Yeah. Just throwing out distractions.
Can you block him?
Bringing up a tragic bicycle incident, from what I understand.
What's
that? He says, Rachel, remember what happened to John Gotti's son? A quick Google search shows he was hit by a car riding his bike at night, and there was more retaliation.
I was going to say, was he whacked?
No, not into. I don't think it was. I mean, I don't really know that much about the situation. Let me do some more reading.
Rachel's Googling, did he get whacked?
He tragically died at age 12 when hit by a neighbor's car, leading to that neighbor's disappearance and murder by Gotti Associates.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that'll happen. Don't hit people with your car.
Don't mob.
Yeah, definitely not a mobster's child.
Don't do mob stuff.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour at 2 p.m., we have attorney Brad Young on, and he's going to talk exclusively about the shooting in Minneapolis from the legal analysis angle. Go to Sleep says, I had to catch up on your first hour yesterday, but I wanted to tell y'all that I appreciate your attempts to be level-headed and see reality for what it is. It's why I came back. Thank you for that. Thank you, Go to Sleep, for that. I appreciate it. And I will confess to you that I am sad today and conflicted. And I talked to the guys about this, and I talked to my boss about this. I believe that this show is pretty close to unique, the way it takes on tough issues. And I feel like we take some crap for that fact sometimes. And no one likes taking crap. And apropos of the shooting in Minneapolis, I've got a whole page on it. I've watched the video many, many times. I've listened to pundits. I've looked up the statutes. I would like to talk about it. I think it's important. You know, as Andrew was saying before, I think this is as important or more than the Venezuela stuff. But what keeps me from it or what dissuades me from it are the unpersuadables. And there are unpersuadables on both sides. I consider myself a persuadable. Kevin, I consider you a persuadable. But we could be wrong. I consider myself to be a bunch of things. I could be self-delusional. But I feel like I walk the walk, not just talk the talk. I have changed my opinion on many things over the years. I think that's the only reasonable, rational way to be as a human, is to take in new information and synthesize it and go, I think I'm off on this one. I think I believe something different. But so many of us now have either never had that or they no longer do. And yesterday, Wheels and I were kind of going back and forth with some of the people on the stream, and we made the point that some of them were not really saying anything.
You're not engaging. You're just calling names.
I feel like we were making arguments, and they were just saying, oh, yeah, KMOX is now CNN, or you hate Trump, just admit it. What? It's like, I don't like that. It's a waste of my show. It's a waste of my life. It makes me sad. And I'm sad about that. I wish that we could all discuss anything, disagree, and say, no, Kevin, I think that the shooting was the driver's fault because of XYZ. That's valid. And then Kevin can push back.
Yeah, we can disagree. We're allowed to do that.
But the whole you're stupid and you just hate this and you just hate that and orange man bad. I'm so far past the expiration date on that.
Yeah.
And I hate it that it affects the show.
The way I handle all of this stuff and the way that I wish more people did was we shouldn't be fans of elected officials. We should be critical of every single one of the ones that we even, especially the ones we vote for. We should be demanding better and more from all of the people that are in elected positions. But we've turned this too much into like a sport. You know, it's Bears Packers, it's Cardinals Cubs
and religion.
We should always be poking at power. That's the job of citizens. Is to make sure we're keeping an eye on people in power and checking them. as opposed to being like, yay, that's my guy. You can do whatever you want because I like it. I don't fall for that. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. There's no chance I'm ever going to be a fan of somebody who's an elected official. I can like people. I can like individuals, right? I like Steve Ellman. Good guy. I'm not a fan. There's no way that I'm going to be like, you know, whatever you say. You know, I think it's important to question every authority in that way. And then make sure that they're living up to the standards that we think they should.
Yeah. What I don't understand is this all or nothing thing. You know, like this obviously involves law enforcement. I have a long track record, again, of putting my money where my mouth is, literally sometimes, to support law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
However, when law enforcement screws up, it's not only my right, it's my duty to say so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's the case in this case, because we can discuss that.
Right, right.
And I have textured views. And I guess being a lawyer comes into it, too, because I'm, even though it's been 25 years since I did it, I'm so trained and ingrained in debate and argument, and I've seen so many trials and, you know, reserve judgment until you get all of it. But yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest, because this is, it's an experience. It's a Dave Glover show, but it's an experience over 25 years between us and the audience, and I appreciate letting me get that out of my face.
Don't do it like that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DGS on Camel X. So 2 p.m. we'll talk to Brad Young, have him outline the law that's involved with the shooting in Minneapolis, give us his opinion. We'll kind of jump off from there. Just want to do a DGS happy hour?
Sure.
Yeah. Cleanse the palate?
Sure.
Get ready for the main course at 2. Anyone got anything? I got one.
Cool.
Last night was quite eventful for me. As I said, I got to the restaurant before everybody, and I got there so early that I was sitting in my car, and I see TikToks of people who are like my favorite thing in the world is just sitting in my car. And I've never understood that. Like, not driving, just sitting. And I started rubbing my eyes like this. And y'all know how that goes. It starts feeling amazing. And then it starts to hurt. And then it burns. And then you have the devil eyes. Mm-hmm. And so I sat there for like 3 or 4 minutes doing that. And then I was like, oh, it's kind of pleasant just sitting in my car. So I sat there for like 10 minutes. No radio, no nothing. I just don't do stuff like that.
Man. That's nice that you were practicing some mindfulness.
Yeah, didn't mean to. The mindfulness snuck up on me. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nice.
Man, I fall asleep in that setting.
Do you?
If I got nothing and I just sit there for a second, I'm going to put my head back. And that will lead to me closing my eyes. And the next thing I know, somebody will be knocking on the window like, hey, you ready? Anything quiet.
I'm
going to
say,
like,
sir, you can't sleep here.
I always assumed you had a hard time falling asleep anytime.
Oh, no. I fall asleep great at night.
Of course, Dave, of what course, are you talking about? Who are you crazy? Talking to?
He's even said this before. He's like, whenever you've talked about like sleeping difficulties, he's like, nope, head hits the pillow, eyes closed, I'm out.
I mean, I've had it where you, like, I have reflux when it's bad. That'll jack me up. But like normal, no, I mean, but I also don't go to bed until I know I'm going to sleep. When I feel my eyes getting too heavy to stay awake, that's when I go to bed. I don't have a bedtime.
I hate when my reflux jacks me up.
Yeah, it's the worst. Dude, it's the worst.
Jokes aside, though, I do have that same problem. And I can't make too much fun of Kevin. Like, I make fun of him because, you know, his life is perfect and he's perfect. but I also sleep. Now, I take a bunch of Benadryl before bed, but I sleep pretty good. I highly recommend it.
No, I don't.
Don't come for me about it's not good for your blah 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 blah. Nah, take four of them. Go to sleep.
If
my tooth is hurting,
you don't sleep well. Then that's not sleeping well.
The dose is two, and that's the big dose.
I don't wake up until 7:50 when the alarm goes off.
There's a reason.
Hey, you're in a coma.
You're doped up. And NyQuil's not for toothaches.
Hang out with the hat man. NyQuil's way more expensive than Benadryl. Like, NyQuil's expensive, and you can get Benadryl for like, I mean, it's like a penny for one of those things.
Go to sleep says, dude, one day you're not going to wake up.
That's ironic coming from you, go to sleep.
with the name.
Man, lately, when I fall asleep, I will sleep so deeply that when I wake up, I'm like, oh, it's got to be like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It's like 11:30
p.m. I've done
PM.
That. That really screws me up.
It messes me up, too, because I'm like, okay, I guess I'll try to sleep more, but I feel like I just got 8 hours or something. What am I supposed to do with the rest of this time?
Yeah, I did that just the other night. I went to bed really early, and I'm making fun of you for the 4 Benadryl, but I always take some kind of sleepy time. And I fell asleep, and I slept so well, and I'd been sick, and I woke up, and I knew it was still early because it was still, you know, dark. And I'm like, hey, this is where I turned the corner. I finally got a full night's sleep, and it was 10:30 p.m. 10:30.
Oh, man.
Barring Channel 5 News was still on.
Kevin, barring being incredibly sick or whatever, what's the earliest you can remember going to bed in the last,
like on purpose?
Couple years? Yeah.
As an example, it'll happen during baseball season when I'm coaching, where if we have a Sunday where you play like 4 games and you're up at 6:30 in the morning, I'll fall asleep by midnight. Like, just fall asleep on the couch. Like, I'll be watching TV and just be like, and then wake up and go to bed eventually.
I never thought I would be a fall asleep in the chair
kind of person.
My dad did it my whole life. He'll still do it sometimes.
You know how we do this?
Even though he's retired. And I was like, that'll never be me. And it's every night.
Do the stuff like last week, I asked you guys what you would take to give up your sense of humor. On the same vein, I don't have anything ready in my head, but I would give up a lot to be able to sleep. You know, like my dad was like that. My dad, head hits the pillow, out.
Yeah.
I would give up some pretty, it's almost like the Cardinals. I would give up some pretty good trade prospects to be able to just do that. And if I could somehow get rid of my lifelong anxiety, I'd give up almost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I would give up whatever money I've made. I would give up whatever status I have. 100%. 100%. If I could get rid of that, I'd give it all up.
Would you drink 3 cups of water?
I said almost anything.
Yeah, it's an underrated important part of anything is getting enough sleep. Yeah. And getting enough good sleep, too.
There was just kind of apropos, a new survey asked whether people were more afraid of looking older or feeling older. What do you think they said, and what would you guys say?
Oh, I would have bet people are worried about looking older.
Yeah, I agree.
70% said feeling.
Oh, good. Good. Oh. That's how I am. I don't want to feel old. I don't care what I look. Yeah. What it looks like.
I'm just now starting to feel it.
Yeah?
Yeah, which I guess is pretty good. And I remember Mark Close one time telling me, he's like, once you hit 60, it changes. And, you know, I don't think I walk like an old guy or anything. I'm still playing baseball mm-hmm. and playing in a rock band and stuff like that. But like internally, you always feel a little bit like you have the flu.
There's always something.
There's
yeah.
always a little something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time that I got up and I went up and at 'em.
Yeah.
Here we friggin' go.
In the morning?
In the morning oh. and then had a day where I felt great. Like, I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah. I'm the worst waker upper ever. Even if I've had a lot of sleep, it doesn't matter. I could sleep 10 hours, and when I wake up,
Are you Krabby Patty?
No, I'm just basically useless for about 25, 30 minutes.
That's like why I want to fight you.
My brain doesn't focus on anything. I'm like an automaton, just like, time to make the donuts. Ugh, it's the worst.
I probably should have done a morning show. I wake up pretty well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always up early like morning. Super.
Yeah.
You're like a 6 a.m. kind of guy.
Yeah. Lately, I've been really trying to stay in bed until like 7, 7:30. But once it hits 6 a.m., I'm like,
man, I had to get up at 7:30 today and I was pissed. I'm like, no. No. It's not right. All to go see our buddy who's coming on in a little bit.
Oh, did you?
I had to go see Greg Damon.
Yeah.
Needed an oil change.
And what is this issue about? Have you read it? I'll be honest, I didn't.
It's about there's a big push to end vehicle inspection, like yeah, the mandatory Missouri inspections.
What a scam that whole thing has been.
Yeah, yeah I'm guessing it's a good thing, right? Like, I'm guessing it's good to get rid of the inspections.
I would think not.
Oh, never mind.
I mean, I don't know. Look, Greg's going to be the one that knows. You know, he'll lay it all out there. I would think it's probably not great to have a bunch of unsafe cars that are unchecked. Just rolling around up there.
Well, that's where we're different. I'm from South Roxana, baby.
We got Waymos and Cybertrucks and whatever else. Like, I feel like the safety ship has sailed.
Well, down the road, maybe it will. We ain't there yet.
I just think that government in general, like, I just bought the new Jeep, which means I have, like, 2 months to get into the DMV and go through that horribleness. I just feel like... we have used our technology for the wrong things, right? Like, that seems like it'd be one of the first things, just to automate everything from the state level so that you don't have to do all this bull crap. No one should ever have to go to a DMV again unless you're taking a driving test. It should just happen automatically unless you get points on your license or something, which they know.
Special circumstances. Yeah.
That you should just be able to like get an email. Hey, Dave, your plate's about to run out.
Yeah.
Hit this button to pay $87.
I get those.
Boom.
Yeah. You just have to have your tests uploaded already to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, did you guys do this on the Illinois side, Andrew? Do you guys still have the ability to just go to the state facility to have yours done for free?
What do you mean state facility?
Like, well, so like when I lived up in Chicago and you would get your emissions and your safety emissions test, it was a state-run facility. You would just drive up to it. They have your appointment. You go in. Doesn't cost you anything. They do everything and you're gone.
There used to be one of those places in East Alton. I'm not sure if there still is.
I don't know if it's my imagination.
You can go to like a mechanic shop and do it.
I don't know if it's my imagination. But I've been doing this now for decades, in Missouri at least, with a couple notable exceptions. I feel like walking into the DMV is like walking into enemy territory.
It's awful.
You can have every friggin' piece of paper you need, and the way they go through it It's like, you know that they're...
And you're like, there's something missing. I know
I hope this MF is missing something. Like, just help me. This is, it's complicated. It's stupid. It's taking my time away from my life and my work. Make it as easy as possible. It, first of all, it shouldn't be that complicated. You shouldn't need all those things.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and you... We've all been there at some point where you go and you think you have what you need, and then you realize there's one thing you don't have, and you're like, oh, for God's sake.
But then when
sake.
I went and got a real ID so I could fly last year, I brought all this. I had like a whole folder full of like everything they said that I would need.
They're like, you don't need that.
She didn't need any of it. She needed like my driver's license, and she's like, all right, sounds good. And I go, well, what about all my papers? And she goes, I don't know, throw them over there. Throw them in the garbage. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think everything from the government should be streamlined and easy. And
well, I mean, didn't we learn a lot on Tuesday from Donna Behringer and Dennis Hancock about why it's not easy? And it's just so fragmented. And it's not like people are working in the same position for 30 years and able to create this structure that makes sense. And then even if they do, new technology comes in and, everybody's just all over the place. So, while it does seem like it should be way better, like it makes sense as to why it's not, which is a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah. At least we're finally coming around on the whole sales tax thing, though. Like tax title license at the purchase of your automobile.
Yeah. People are talking about people with no insurance and stuff. Dude, it really affected me going through this latest accident I had where that lady rear-ended me. She totaled my $30,000 car. So my insurance had to pay off $30,000, which means my interest, my premiums are going to go up. She gave a false insurance to the cop. She had 5 warrants. She had no license plate. She's just out there driving like crazy. And here's the thing. She'll have no consequences. I swear to you, if I do anything, there's consequences. Anything. But for people like that that are just criminals, no consequences.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your boyfriend too.
149 DGS, top of the hour. Attorney Brad Young will join us, and he will parse out the shooting in Minneapolis according to his understanding of the law. That'll give us a good jumping off point if we want to discuss it further. You guys want to hear things that were socially acceptable in the 90s but no longer today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love this first one. Mooning people.
Yep.
It was a very common prank back in the 90s. Yep. Now you would get arrested.
Would you? I mean, if you're just
find
like,
out.
Like if you're mooning the general public, I could see that. But I think you would have then, too. Like if you just did it in a mall and mooned a bunch of strangers, you'd probably be in trouble. Like, but you only did it to your friends, typically.
I never showed my friends my butt.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand. Like, you show another person your butt as a way to prank them?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's like, look at my big stupid butt.
Yeah.
Like, if you fooled me into showing you my butt, that might be a prank.
Yeah, that makes more sense. It's like, oh, now I've seen your butt. But, like, I don't...
Making plans with someone multiple days in advance, not talking to them about it again, and just showing up at the time you both... Right?
Yes. So it. Like, hey, I'll see you at 6 o'clock on Friday. All right. Yeah. And then you're both
and
there.
You're there. 6 o'clock on Friday. Babysitting at age 10, multiple kids at once, and one of them was a newborn.
Well, that's probably a bit early.
Smoking in a restaurant. Even Burger King had smoking sections.
They did. Which was the dumbest thing ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's open air. The smoke from the smoking side is going to reach the other side.
Yeah. Leaving your kids in the car while you went grocery shopping. That was huge. I was left in the car all the time.
I was too, just never in extreme weather.
My wife still leaves me in the car sometimes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, it's not bad to choose to stay in the car if you don't feel like going in.
Not being reachable at all times.
Yeah. That was definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm. Here's a big one. Showing up at someone's house unannounced to hang out.
Definitely did that all the time.
All the time.
Yep.
Oh, and it was so exciting.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Like you're just sitting around at 7 p.m. and Bill and Vera clocking a knock on the door and you're they have a gooey butter cake for Mrs. Siebold's and mom and dad are going to play cards. It's great.
Super frequent. Somebody just pop over, you hear a knock on the door, you're like, oh, I wonder who that is. Oh, it's my friend. Come on in. Let's hang
out. Could you say, go away?
Why would you do
that?
Yeah,
but
because I don't want to hang out with anybody.
Yeah, but people.
You weren't in the era where you could just fall into the universe of your phone.
Right.
And you
were bored to death.
And you only had basic cable. You know, you didn't have satellite TV necessarily. It existed, but not everybody had it. You know, you didn't have 9 million channels, and the quality of what was on most of those channels sucked.
Yeah.
No, it was cool when someone just popped by. You're like, hey, come on in.
Having no idea where your kids were.
Mm.
I mean, no.
That was a 90s thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that was on the cusp because Nick was born in 95.
Yeah. My kid was born in 97.
Yeah. I
don't remember never not knowing where she was. And we were even probably a little more relaxed than most.
Yeah. Isn't it funny now? Like, my kids are 20 and 30. Nick will be 31 next Monday. And they have both shared with me things that they did that I didn't know about. And for Phoebe, it's mostly little kid hijink stuff.
Right, right.
Like the stuff she does now, I know way too much about. I wish she'd tell me less. But yeah, like I thought I had it pretty locked down. But the kids are always going to do what they're... I mean, not, you know, rob banks or, you know, get hooked on drugs. But kids are going to... It's like water. Water's going to find its level. Kids are going to kid.
Yeah. Dave Hines said he's been mooned from every military vehicle type that was deployed in the 90s. That was a big thing on buses.
Mooning?
Yeah. When people got like when you're on a trip, like a bus trip, mm-hmm. people would moon out the window just for the hell of it.
Again, I've never been mooned by a bus guy.
Really?
No.
Not like a Greyhound bus. Like a sports team bus for high school sports or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, again, I just don't get why that's I'm supposed to be embarrassed because I saw your butt.
Well, it's not about embarrassing anybody. It's just more about getting a reaction.
Yeah, it's more about like I said, look at my big stupid butt.
Yeah, and then people go, everybody's laughing. And
I remember when I was younger, being introduced to the concept of flashers. That was a big thing in like 70s and 80s television.
Yeah, that's a different thing,
too. Some guy in a park with a London fog.
Yeah.
Open it up, right?
Yeah, the perv.
But I remember even back then, before I understood like, oh, they just have a sickness.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking kind of like Rach about the mooning, like, what am I supposed to get out of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, And what are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
You're making me look at that, and that's your thrill?
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have something like
that. Yeah, the mooning thing is not about that. It's just about trying to get a laugh.
Maybe that's what the like flashers think.
I'm not sure exactly why, but it's definitely different.
Flashing is like, that's like a crime. Like,
yeah.
That's exposing yourself to people often for like some kind of like fetish sexual gratification. Mooning is not a sexual act. It's look at my big stupid butt. That's where my farts come out.
I wonder how many times he's going to say that.
Well, I don't know how else to explain it.
I know what it is. We all know what it is.
I think there's a clear line.
I don't understand the logic. It's not
it's
for
just
me.
Really spiking
That's what
the ball
I'm saying.
Over there. No,
there's a clear line that has to be drawn between those two acts.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a name for that line.
Yeah, right. One's a crime and one's not. But I get Rach. You're right. It's not logical, and logic is not the point. There is no logic to it. It's just stupid, like meant to make people laugh. That's all it is. It's like when you're in the, you know, you're on your team bus and you're coming back from a road trip and somebody's got bad gas and they're ripping farts. And the whole point is that everybody's like laughing and reacting and it just is. It's just funny.
Everybody loves it.
Well, I think you didn't go on those bus trips, but like Kevin did with the sports and I did with the marching band and stuff. And I think that's a shared experience that he and I have that maybe you guys don't have.
It's
why do I feel like I'm being shamed right now?
No, you're not being shamed.
He's
it's just
us. Like you didn't have friends.
No,
so you don't
I just mean
mooning.
This is something that he if and I
you
went
had
through.
Good friends like
Andrew
us
that probably doesn't make any sense
who
to
show you their genitals.
If you would have been allowed into the
genitals right next door,
then you would understand.
Some of us can't show one without the other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.